CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. The headlines. The third ordinary session of Parliament kicks off today with key focus on the 2025 Finance Bill and national policies for the welfare of the citizenry. Out of Cameroon, U.S. President Donald Trump appoints Michael Waltz as National Security Advisor as key team takes shape ahead of his return to the White House in January. Those were the headlines. Now the news in full. All is set for the upcoming or the opening ceremonies of the November session, both at the Senate and the National Assembly. This assurance comes from the Secretaries General of both parliamentary houses following their visits to the Yaoundé Conference Center, ensuring readiness for smooth plenary sessions. They will be meeting for the third ordinary session of the 2024 legislative year that kicks off today as from 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. respectively, with focus on the adoption of the 2025 Finance Bill of the Republic of Cameroon, alongside discussions on national issues. Lawmakers are expected to hold government members accountable, aiming to shape effective and efficient policies that benefit the population. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitato-Ekwe reports on the stakes of the November session.
The House Chamber of the National Assembly, its committee rooms, VIP lounges and other workspaces have been inspected by the Secretary General, André Noël Essien, who was visibly satisfied. He was accompanied by his close aides. Deputy Secretary General number 2, Godwill Okiamukete, is one of them.
We are ready. We have done the traditional rounds. And from the House Chamber, everything is set. The names of the MPs are already placed there in their habitual positions.
At the Senate, all is in place for the opening plenary to begin this Tuesday when it clocks 4 p.m. Deputy Secretary General Florence Awasom appraises the level of preparedness.
I can say without fear or without any ambiguity that we are ready. The halls are already ready. Everything has been put in place. The translation unit is ready.
The bulk of legislators are already in Yaoundé with bags full of expectations.
I want the budget of this country to reflect a lot on road infrastructure. I would say about 75% should go for road construction in this country. Cameroonians are suffering a lot because of road. Development is not growing faster because of roads. So if we have the roads, every other thing can follow.
I'm expecting that government's action will primarily target the mitigation of the adverse effects of the crisis in my region, in the Northwest and the Southwest region, on the national economy.
Principally, I am expecting that the financial bill gives to us elements to achieve what people are waiting for, the improvement of the social standards.
For the next 30 days, it will be serious business for the country's lawmakers.
Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitato-Ekwe reporting there. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development has lauded the initiatives taken by rural women in the littoral region in the production and transformation of cassava. Gabrielle Mbarobi was speaking in Douala at the launch of the maiden edition of the International Cassava Festival, an initiative of the Cameroon Women Action and Development FADEC. The fair will run till the 16th of November and is taking place under the theme Fighting Food Insecurity by Promoting Cassava Cultivation and Developing Its Economic Potential. At the end of the ceremony, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbarobi, elaborated on the challenges faced by cassava production sector and what needs to be done to improve the sector. Let's listen to him.
Cassava is produced in the 10th region, and we have some challenges in the production of cassava. The first, the mechanization of the production. The second challenge is the reduction of the post-harvest losses because we have a lack of adequate storage facilities, a lack of process unit, and we think that cassava is a very important subsector in our agriculture to achieve the SDG 1 and 2 that aim at eradicate poverty.
Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Gabriel Mbarobi was talking to our reporter Rabiatun Jingi Abdulaziz of CRTV Littoral. Officials of the Ministry of Public Works are currently in the field to carry out feasibility studies for the construction of a secondary road on the Nchang Cliff. The officials are at the moment studying the possibility of a deviation that avoids the steep and mountainous nature of the escarpment. Details with Eric Langmiawufo.
The technicians of the Ministry of Public Works have outlined that the deviation will be carried out on a road that was constructed by the Germans. The mayor of Chang, Jackie Kamler, who has been working closely with the public work officials, affirms that the new road will avoid the long, steep slopes with sharp bends of the cliff.
They have started in Carrefour Plantain. They have taken the route built by the German. On that route, we don't have mountain, and something like 24 kilometers when you leave Ntenge, which is in Chang. And the second way we are trying to explore is the one when you leave Sanchu, you go to Fokwe, and you enter in Chang by Foreke Chang and arrive where you don't have the mountain. But the problem is that in terms of reference, the minister said that he don't want to see mountain again. And the second thing is to be sure that the people will not negatively impact by the job.
The construction of the new road will also take into consideration environmental impact assessment with studies aimed at avoiding any negative consequences on the population. In the meantime, traffic has been redirected to the Bafangekem stretch. The stretch is currently set to be experiencing maintenance works. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Njang.
Beyond our frontiers, Donald Trump has selected Florida Congressman Michael Waltz as the next national security advisor. Waltz, a staunch Trump ally, recently secured re-election for what would have been his third term in Congress. Trump is gradually assembling his key leadership team as he prepares to return to the White House in January. Meanwhile, Republicans are close to gaining full control of Congress, holding the Senate as vote counting for the House continues. And sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has called for maximum collaboration between the Cameroon Football Federation and all the stakeholders involved in the organization of the upcoming Indomitable Lions Day 5 and 6 AFCON qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. Minister Narcisse Molekombi made the appeal yesterday at the end of the first preparatory meeting in a build-up to the two encounters. Harrison Ashotiko tells us more.
The Minister of Sports and Physical Education opened the deliberations with a note of congratulation to Coach Mark Breeze for securing the Lions' qualification for next year's AFCON in Morocco with two matches at hand. However, Professor Narcisse Molekombi used the opportunity to remind him of the importance of winning the two matches against Namibia on Wednesday and Zimbabwe on the 19th of this month, stating that it will upgrade Cameroon's current FIFA ranking. All the stakeholders involved in the preparation for the encounters, after underlining their plans of action, were asked to bring their A game for the success of the event, especially for the match against Zimbabwe that would take place at the Amado Ahidjo Stadium. An appeal which the administrator of ONYES, Francois Felix Ewane, reassured that the stadium is ready.
Onifor Stadium is ready as usual. We are now just polishing some few items to make sure that the site is perfect to receive the competition.
In his closing remark, the sports boss called for maximum collaboration with the Cameroon Football Federation to ensure that CAF regulations are respected, especially for the comfort of the visiting Zimbabwean team. So far, Carlos Baleba, Brian Buemo and Frank Zambangisa won't be fit for the match on Wednesday in Johannesburg due to light injuries that they sustained over the weekend with their clubs.
Harrison Ashutiku bringing us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Martin Edelasiak TV continues in a moment.